25. See there, Stettin, Selden said as the two were taking an early evening stroll in one of Trantor's residential sectors near Streeling. The older man pointed to debris, assorted refuse jettisoned from passing ground cars or dropped by careless pedestrians, strewn along the walkway. In the old days, Selden continued, you would never see litter like this. The security officers were vigilant, and municipal maintenance crews provided round-the-clock upkeep of all public areas. But most important, no one would even think of dumping his trash in such a manner. Trantor was our home. We took pride in it. Now, Selden shook his head sadly, resignedly, and sighed, it's... He broke off abruptly. You there, young man! Selden shouted at an ill-kempt fellow who had moments before passed them, going in the opposite direction. He was munching a treat just popped into his mouth. The wrapper had been tossed to the ground without so much as a downward glance. Pick that up and dispose of it properly, Selden admonished as the young man eyed him sullenly. Pick it up yourself, the boy snarled, and then he turned and walked away. It's another sign of society's breakdown, as predicted by your psychohistory, Professor Selden, Palver said. Yes, Stettin. All around us, the Empire is falling apart, piece by piece. In fact, it's already smashed. There's no turning back now. Apathy, decay, and greed have all played their parts in destroying the once glorious Empire. And what will take its place? Why... Here, Selden broke off at the sight of Palver's face. The younger man seemed to be listening intently, but not to Selden's voice. His head was cocked to one side, and his face had a far-off look. It was as if Palver were straining to hear some sound inaudible to everyone but himself. Suddenly, he snapped back to the here and now. With an urgent glance around him, Palver took hold of Selden's arm. Harry, quick, we must get away. They're coming. And then the still evening was broken by the harsh sound of rapidly approaching footsteps. Selden and Palver spun around, but it was too late. A band of attackers was upon them. This time, however, Harry Selden was prepared. He immediately swung his cane in a wide arc around Palver and himself. At this, the three attackers, two boys and a girl, all teenage ruffians, laughed. "So, you're not going to make it easy, are you, old man?" snorted the boy who appeared to be the group's ringleader. "Why, me and my buddies will take you out in 2 seconds flat. We'll..." All of a sudden, the ringleader was down, the victim of a perfectly placed twist kick to his abdomen. The two ruffians who were still standing quickly dropped to a crouch in preparation for attack, but Palver was quicker. They, too, were felled almost before they knew what hit them. And then it was over, almost as soon as it started. Selden stood off to the side, leaning heavily on his cane, shaking at the thought of his narrow escape. Palver, panting slightly from exertion, surveyed the scene. The three attackers were out cold on the deserted walkway under the darkening dome. "Come on, let's get out of here quickly," Palver urged again. Only this time it was not the attackers they would be fleeing. "Stettin, we can't leave," protested Selden. He gestured toward the unconscious would-be muggers. "They're really nothing more than children. They may be dying. How can we just walk away? It's inhumane, that's what it is, and humanity is exactly what I've been working all these years to protect." Selden struck the ground with his cane for emphasis, and his eyes gleamed with conviction. "Nonsense," retorted Palver. "What's inhumane is the way muggers like that prey on innocent citizens like you. Do you think they'd have given you a second thought? They'd just as soon stick a knife in your gut and steal your last credit, and then kick you as they ran. They'll come to soon enough and slink away to lick their wounds, or someone will find them and call the central office. But, Harry, you must think. After what happened last time, you stand to lose everything if you're linked to another beating. Please, Harry, we must run." With this, Palver grabbed Selden's arm, and Selden, after a last backward glance, allowed himself to be led away. As the footsteps of the rapidly departing Selden and Palver diminished in the distance, another figure emerged from his hiding place behind some trees. Chuckling to himself, the sullen-eyed youth muttered, "You're a fine one to tell me what's right and what's wrong, Professor." With that, he spun on his heel and headed off to summon the security officers.